In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Someone once said that you could divide all of Canadian literature into two classes. The first class would be those books written by Canadians, and the second, larger class of books, would be those books written about Anne of Green Gables. And there, the literary creation of L.M. Montgomery is certainly very popular, and I dare say well known to most of us. Now, in one of her books, Montgomery sets out a conversation between several women returning from a funeral service in their local Protestant church, and the women are trying to make sense of the phrase used by the minister, eternal rest. And so, whatever this phrase means, they conclude that it's not very attractive as a reward for a good Christian life. Spend eternity with your feet up? No, thank you. The good ladies know that they are much happier preparing a meal for their family, visiting their neighbors, keeping a pleasant home. Resting might be all right for the menfolk after a long day in the fields, but a woman's work is never done. These women, like the Sadducees in today's gospel, have a difficult task imagining what heaven is like. I think we're all in the same boat when it comes to that. But we cannot make the same mistake as the Sadducees of rejecting the idea of heaven and the resurrection simply because we cannot picture what that great reality will be like. For every Sunday, we profess in the Creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body. And we mean by these words that the final state of the human person will not be one of separation of body and soul. Even our mortal bodies will come to life again one day. Just as our Lord Jesus is truly risen from the dead and now lives forever, so he will, on the last day, raise up everyone with an incorruptible body. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. After death, which is the separation of our body and soul, the body decays, while the soul, which is immortal, goes to meet the judgment of God and awaits its reunion with the body, when it will rise transformed at the time of the return of our Lord. Now, this great mystery exceeds our imagination and understanding. Nevertheless, the fact of our Lord Jesus' resurrection impels us to proclaim the resurrection of the body with boldness. The same kind of boldness that animated the spirits of those seven young men and their mother, as they were being killed by the pagans, being made a mock of, they had absolute certainty that what was being taken from them would be restored. And that idea of restoration is perhaps more clearly what the phrase eternal rest means. Not the rest of inactivity, but the restful repose that renews and restores our strength. For one, perhaps the hardest thing about death is loss. The loss of the person, certainly, but also as the process of death goes on, that person's loss of strength, of health, perhaps of their memory and those qualities that make them distinctive. That which we lose in death will be restored to us in heaven and definitively in the resurrection of our bodies. Now, if this truth is to be brought home to us, if we are to live as if it makes a difference, then that means that our experience of loss, whether great or small, must be for us a sign of heaven. Bishop De Angelis, the wonderful bishop we had before our current wonderful bishop, was, as you know, a great missionary and did many tours of duty, so to speak, in Africa, Korea, South America. One of his congregation's work in Africa was taking care of people suffering from leprosy. Leprosy, as you know, is a disease which often causes a person's body to disintegrate in a very difficult and painful way. And when he was in Cameroon, Bishop De Angelis had the honor of meeting a very dignified man from a princely family who had suffered the loss of his fingers and toes because of this dreadful disease. Bishop De Angelis loved to share those words of the man who said, "I praise Almighty God in heaven, for he has taken away these limbs of my body and will restore them to me in the kingdom of his Son." That man knew loss, but he also had absolute confidence in the rest and the restoration and the resurrection of heaven. So as we continue with Holy Mass, let us entreat the Lord to give us that same confidence, that no matter what losses we suffer in this life, we will be confident that through God's mercy, all and more will be restored to us in his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.